John Carney's movies are so earnest, so pleasant, so intent on pushing their puppy dog sweetness on the audience that I sometimes start out rolling my eyes and eventually get won over anyway. I'm ground down by their agreeability. His new movie, Power Ballad, got an eye roll from me right near the top when I realized that our hero's last name is Power and, well, he writes a ballad. Rick Power, played by Paul Rudd, is an American living in Ireland who put his rock star dreams on hold when he and his wife had a kid. Now he fronts a wedding cover band, and at a gig, they're nearly upstaged by one of the wedding guests, a pop star named Danny, played by Nick Jonas. But Danny is actually a super cool down-to-earth guy, another eye roll, and he and Rick spend an evening drinking, smoking, and jamming together. Danny's in a rut. He recently split from a popular boy band and is struggling to find his style as a grown-up solo artist. He has some original songs, but none of them are clicking. Rick can relate. He plays Danny a melody that's been bouncing around in his head for years, and he'll likely never crack it. Cut to 6 months later. Rick hears that same song coming out of the loudspeakers in a mall. Danny has stolen it, changed some lyrics, and turned it into a number one hit. The song becomes so popular that it's like a telltale heart driving Rick mad, and he can't offer any proof that it's his. This is when Power Ballad started to reel me in. Since his 2007 breakout Once, Carney has made increasingly slicker films about the relationship between artistic fulfillment and success. Power Ballad is arguably his most populous movie yet, but like his smaller, scrappier work, it's about artists struggling with their identities. What's interesting about the movie is that it doesn't really make Danny into a villain. The villain is inauthenticity itself. In Carney's films, natural, uncultivated talent is at odds with mainstream popularity, and both Rick and Danny are chasing success that's ultimately empty. Carney often hangs his films on a single original song that's supposed to illustrate the effortless genius of his characters, the Oscar-winning Falling Slowly in Once, for example, and the irresistible new wave confection Drive It Like You Stole It in Sing Street. The central song in Power Ballad isn't as good as those, and I'm not sure it could be a chart-topping hit. Still, the movie communicates in awe for the magic of a catchy tune, and Rudd is the perfect vessel for Carney's brand of poptimism. He's one of the most lovable actors around, and even as Rick threatens to blow up his own life to prove a point, there's never a sense that he won't be okay in the end. Carney constructs his movies like the pop songs in them. They're not challenging, they have an almost mathematical structure, and even if you're rolling your eyes at its predictability, Power Ballad still manages to end on a note that hits your ears just right. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.